Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Adrishtvanyatamam loke. Sila darya gunai samam. Aham suto vam abhavam. Prishni garba itti srutaha. Adrishtvanyatamam loke. Silau darya gunai samam. Aham suto vam abhavam. Prishni garba iti sutaha. Adrishtvanyatamam loke. Silau darya gunai samam. Aham suto vam abhavam. Prishni garba iti srutaha. Vaishnavis, Adrishtva, not finding, Anyatamam, anyone else, Loke, in this world, Sila Adarya Gunai, with the transcendental qualities of good character and magnanimity. Samam, equal to you. Aham, I. Sutaha, the son. Vam, of both of you. Abhavam, became. Prishni Garbaha, celebrated as born of Prishni. Iti, thus. Srutaha, I am known. Translation. Since I found no one else as highly elevated as you in simplicity and other qualities of good character, I appeared in this world as Prishni Garba, or one who is celebrated as having taken birth from Prishni. Purport. In the Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as Prishnigarbha. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Prishnigarbha ito soyam Treta Yuga Vataro Lakshate. And since this is such a short purport, we'll go on to text 42 and text 43 and then read the purport of text 43. So text 42, Tayorvam punar evaham adityam asakashyapat upendra iti vikyato vamanatvach vamanaha. In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you who appeared as my mother Aditi and my father Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra, and because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. Text 43. Tritiyesmin bhaveham vai tenaiva vapushatavam jato bhuyasta yoreva satyamevya hitam sati. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of you both as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, then from Kasyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki. In other appearances also, the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son, so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his Krishna Sundarbha 96th chapter, where he notes that in text 37, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by the same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. So the Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of the Lord's original form, but because of the intense love developed by Prishni and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudev in his full opulence as Sri Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same supreme personality of Godhead, but I appear in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the words Tenaiva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishnigarbha, he did not say Tenaiva Vapusha. But he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna had appeared, not his partial expansion. Prishnigarbha and Vamana were partial expansions of Krishna. But in this third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in Sri Krishna Sundarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I first ask for the blessings of the senior Vaishnavs, that I may speak appropriately, and our Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta is given to us by our Srila Prabhupada. So in the beginning verse here, we are continuing with Krishna speaking to Devaki and Vasudev. In the previous verses, he revealed to them how they were Sutapa and Prishni, and they engaged in austerities and yoga for 12,000 celestial years under the guidance of Lord Brahma to achieve the Lord as their progeny. And even the Lord says to them that they were sonless, and you were attracted by sexual desires, for by the influence of Devamaya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, you never desired to be liberated from this material world. And so they wanted a son like Krishna. And so in today's verse, he says that he found no one else who is as highly elevated as Sutapa and Prishni in simplicity and other qualities of good character. So simplicity in Gaudiya Vaishnavism is very important. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 2, text 117 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes from his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, stating that Sharalata, or simplicity, is the first characteristic of a Vaishnav. He says that there should be no duplicity. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he explains that the biggest cunning behavior is to have material attachments in one's heart and yet claim yourself to be very spiritually elevated. This is very cunning behavior. And so the Vaishnav, the first characteristic, the first step towards becoming a devotee is simplicity. And we can understand through the scriptures that when one has simplicity, then all the other qualities of good character appear in the heart. So when we're taking to the spiritual life, the spiritual path, there's a lot of introspection that has to go on. There's a lot of inward looking at our heart, at who we are, at who we want to become. In materialistic life, there's constant distractions to keep you from looking inward. We can see around the world today that there's so many distractions going on, from little distractions to big distractions. New technologies are coming out, new video games, new movies, new television shows, all these things bombarding the person, even people who are becoming workaholics because they don't want to look inside their hearts. They don't want to stop for a moment and take a look within themselves. But spiritual life is all about introspection, becoming an introspective sage, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. And so when you're on the spiritual path, Srila Prabhupada, he states that the first quality that one should have is simplicity. And then when you have that simplicity, all the other qualities of good character come, as stated here by Krishna. And so Krishna, he appeared from them because they had these good qualities. And even Srila Prabhupada was once asked, that how can we tell who's a disciple of yours? And Srila Prabhupada said, because they are perfect gentlemen or gentle ladies. So that's Srila Prabhupada's qualification for becoming his disciple, is that one should be a perfect gentleman. But as we also know, this world is not meant for gentlemen or gentle ladies. So we have to rise above this material world, just like the lotus grows out of the mud. Right? It's not touched by the mud or the water, but the lotus grows out and is untouched. And even when water is splashed on it, just rolls right off. So mam chayo vyabacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaten brahma bhuyaya kalpite. When one engages in bhakti, like Sutapa and Prishni performed bhakti, then all the good qualities come within that person's heart, and they're able to transcend the modes of material nature. They're actually able to come to the transcendental platform by performing bhakti. So, Devaki and Vasudev stated here that in their previous life they were Sutapa and Prishni. Now, how is it that they're the eternal associates of the Lord, but yet in their previous lives they were Sutapa and Prishni and had to engage in austerities? Lagu Bhagavatamrita and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they state that actually Prishni and Sutapa were angsas, expansions of Devaki and Vasudev. In the beginning of the 10th canto, Krishna orders the demigods to come down as the Yadus, the Vrishnis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And so in Lagu Bhagavatamrita, it's actually stated that the demigods, some of them are angsas of the eternal associates of the Lord. And so when Devaki and Vasudev, when they appear, they're angsas, they're expansions of Prishni, Sutapa, Kasyapa, and Aditi. They merge within Devaki and Vasudev and are able to experience what Vasudev and Devaki experience. But then at the time where Krishna winds up his Prakata Leela, his manifest Leela in this world, then those demigods, they return, those angsas, they return to their respective positions in the heavenly planets. So we should understand that Devaki and Vasudev, they're eternal associates, but their angsas, they perform the austerities and penances, and therefore gave birth to Prishni Garbha, who is an expansion of Krishna, who is a partial expansion of Krishna, an angsa. So just as Krishna has his angsas, the pure devotees, the nitya siddhas, who are on the same transcendental platform as Krishna, can also have their angsas. And we also read about later on in the chapter 8 of 10th canto, we read about Drona and Dara, who are the expansions of Nanda and Yashoda. Now it's interesting because there's a very interesting discussion between Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. So in the 8th chapter, it talks about how Lord Krishna, he was playing with his friends. And his friends, including Balaram, they go and they lodge a complaint against Krishna to Mother Yashoda. And they go to Mother Yashoda and they say that Krishna has eaten dirt. So Mother Yashoda, being in the mood of a mother to Krishna, not really recognizing that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she becomes full of anxiety in her parental ras. She becomes full of anxiety. How is my son eating dirt? I feed him so well. He's getting so many sweetmeats, so much milk, so many good foods that I'm feeding him. Why is he eating dirt? And she goes to chastise Krishna. And Krishna says that, no, they're falsely saying this. I didn't eat dirt. They're making a false claim against me. And so Mother Yashoda, acting as a mother, she opens Krishna's mouth and wants to see, did you or didn't you eat dirt? I want proof. I want to see inside your mouth. And mothers, they can be very insistent when it comes to their children, really keeping an eye on them, wanting to know exactly what they're doing. So Krishna opens his mouth, and Mother Yashoda sees the universal form. She sees herself, Vrindavan. She sees the three modes of material nature, the universe. She sees everything, all the sense objects, the senses. And she becomes overwhelmed with a mood of Aishvarya, a mood of awe and reverence, thinking that it's just illusion that I'm thinking that Maharaj Nanda is the king, I'm his queen. I'm just a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should surrender to him. She becomes so bewildered thinking like this. But then she becomes covered over by Yoga Maya again, and she's just seeing her little boy there. And so Shukadev Goswami, he says that the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are studied through the Vedas, the Upanishads, the literature of Sankhya Yoga and other Vaishnava literature, yet Mother Yashoda considered that same person her ordinary child. She was covered over by that Yoga Maya, her Aishvarya, her awe and reverence was covered over so that she could have the most intimate relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not recognizing him as the Supreme Lord, but just as her child. And so Maharaj Parikshit, it's stated here in text 46 that having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Shukadev Goswami, O learned Brahmin, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? And he says, although Krishna was so pleased with Vasudeva and Devaki that he descended as their son, they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastimes, which are so great that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of the material world. So there's so many problems going on in this material world. There's so much contamination these days. But Maharaj Parikshit states that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of the material world. This is how we try to stay like the lotus and free from the contamination of this material world, by constantly hearing and chanting about Krishna. So Maharaj Parikshit, he says, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, however, enjoyed these pastimes fully, and therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudev and Devaki. And so Shukadeva Goswami, he answers that actually Drona and Dara, they did not perform austerities and penances. They simply asked Lord Brahma, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life. So they did not perform austerities and penances like Sutapa and Prishni did. They had pure devotional service. Well, it's stated by Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur that Sutapa and Prishni, their bhakti is actually mixed. It's not as pure as Drona and Dara. And so we see that Drona and Dara, they were able to have the full pastimes of the Lord manifest to them. And so in today's verses, we're talking about how the Lord appeared as Prishni Garba to Sutapa and Prishni. Well, Prishni Garba is also known as Dhruva Priya. Laghu Bhagavatamrita states that Prishni Garba, here in the purport, it says he appeared in Treta Yuga, and he appeared in the Swayambhuva Manvantara period. And his other name is Dhruva Priya. So we know that Dhruva Maharaj, he goes to the forest, he performs austerities and penances, and he sees the Lord. The Lord appears before him, and this is Prishni Garba. So that same person, Prishni Garba, is Dhruva Priya. He appears to Dhruva Maharaj. And in the next millennium, he appears as Vamanadeva from Aditi and Kashyapa, and then finally as Krishna himself. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Krishna Sindarbha saying that Tanaiva Vapusha, that Krishna made it known to Devaki that he appeared as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So, Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the Paribhasa Sutra of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the key to understanding all the Vedic literatures, all the Srimad Bhagavatam. If there's any arguments or unrelated facts that might seem contradictory, that's the verse to really try to understand, to clear up any confusion. Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an expansion of Vishnu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And so, Krishna himself, he appears from Devaki and Vasudev. And one might ask that if Drona and Dara later on, Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, they glorify Yashoda and Nanda as having more devotion and being in a better position than Devaki and Vasudev, then why didn't Krishna take birth from them? Why did he take birth from Devaki and Vasudev? I'm sorry? Why didn't he take birth from Nanda and Yashoda? And actually, Srila Prabhupada, in the next chapter, in the 10th canto, chapter 4, text 9, in the purport, he actually hints at this, that the word Anuja, meaning the younger sister, when Yoga Maya is born, she is known as the younger sister of Lord Vishnu. So the word Anuja, meaning the younger sister, is significant. When Vishnu or Krishna took birth from Devaki, he must have simultaneously taken birth from Yashoda also. So Srila Prabhupada is pointing us that Krishna also took birth from Yashoda Mata. And in the Laga Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami clarifies this and goes into detail of how Krishna actually did take birth at the same time from Mother Yashoda. Now we understand that Krishna, who is born to Vasudev, is known as Vasudev Krishna. He's born in Mathura. And so when Vasudev takes Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, across the Yamuna, and he goes to Vrindavan, and he lays the child down, that Vasudev Krishna actually merges into Vrindavan Krishna. And so we see that Krishna takes birth from Mother Yashoda, but at that time, she did not realize that if she took birth, if she gave birth to a boy or a girl. She actually gave birth to a boy and a girl. Yogamaya was born after Krishna. And so Vasudev takes Yogamaya back to Mathura. So all the forms are in Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Purna Bhagavan. All the angsas, all the incarnations are within Krishna. And so when Krishna kills the demons, it's Vasudev Krishna who is killing the demons. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita and elaborated in Srila Prabhupada's purports. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Purna Bhagavan. He is Krishna himself. All the angsas, all the avatars are within Lord Chaitanya himself also. And I was just reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adi Lila, I believe it's chapter 17, how there were times when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going around Navadvip, the different forms would come out spontaneously. And there was one time when Srivas Thakur, he was chanting and worshipping Nisringadev, Ugram Viram Maha Vishnum Jalantam Sarvato Mukham. And hearing this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he burst into the form of Lord Nisringadev, and he had a club, and he ran out of the home, and he said, "Today I'm going to kill all the atheists," and he started running at them with his club. And everybody was becoming scared. The Pashandis were running away in fear. So after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he returned to his form, and he went to Srivas Thakur and he said, "I think I've made an offense. They all ran away in fear. I must have made an offense. They're all afraid of me now." And Srivas Thakur said, "No, all of them achieved liberation today upon seeing your beautiful form as Lord Nisringadev." And then another day, there was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. And hearing him praise Shiva, he was dancing and playing his Damaru drum. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped onto the shoulders of the Shaivite and started yelling, "I am Shankar, I am Shankar, I am Shiva." Now we shouldn't take it that Shiva is on the same platform as Krishna. Actually, he's the most dear servant. But we should understand that he is an angsa of Krishna. And so all the angsas, all the avatars are within Krishna when he appears. And then in that same chapter later on, there is a moment when they were performing kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Balaram, he started crying out for Madhu Anna, bring me honey, bring me honey. Lord Nityananda, understanding the Lord's mood, he brought him a pot of Ganga water, and he said, "Here is some madhu." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank it, and it encouraged his mood of Lord Balaram. And he took up his plow and he called for the Yamuna to come here. And this is, Srila Prabhupada says that this is the Yamuna Karshana Leela, the attracting of the Yamuna. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of Balaram, was standing there with his plow ready to drag Yamuna. But the interesting thing is that only Advaita Acharya and a very few other devotees could actually see Lord Chaitanya as Balaram. And so Advaita Acharya, he started performing kirtan in ecstasy. And so Krishna is known as perfect, more perfect, and most perfect in the nectar of devotion. So in Dwarka, Krishna is known as perfect. When Krishna is in Mathura, he is known as more perfect. And when Krishna is in Vrindavan, he is known as most perfect. So in Vrindavan, Krishna, he manifests himself as he is to his greatest potency. And we are in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There is one time one devotee, he questioned, actually I don't know if he was a devotee, but he questioned Srila Prabhupada, why do you want to establish ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Why not make it International Society for God Consciousness? And Srila Prabhupada explained to him that God is very vague, but Krishna is very direct. So Srila Prabhupada is directing us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can see that this term, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is used by Srila Prabhupada more than any other term. This is his Mahavakya, his great statement, is to really show that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not an expansion of Vishnu, and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all expansions, all other forms of the Lord, expand from him. And so Srila Prabhupada established International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we don't need to speculate on who God is. We don't need to speculate on the sadhya or the sadhana, the goal or the means to achieve the goal. In Srila Prabhupada's books, in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, lectures, conversations, his life, it's all laid out very clear for us. And so with this information of reading Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding all these intricacies of expansions, Sutapan Prishni being expansion of Devaki and Vasudev, what do we do with all this knowledge? What do we do with everything that we're learning? It's supposed to deepen our Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan is the knowledge of who are we? How do we relate to this material world? How do we relate with the spiritual world? Who is Krishna? And the more we deepen our Sambandha Gyan, the more further we can go into devotional service. Because unless we're very firm in Sambandha Gyan, then we can't go any further into Abhideya or Prayojana. And so earlier this week it was the Guru Purnima, it was the disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami, and he is the Sambandha Guru. And the deities, Madan Mohan, are the Sambandha deities. They represent Sambandha Gyan. And it's very interesting that the deities are named Madan Mohan. So Madana is another name for Cupid. Another name for Cupid is sex life in this material world. And in the previous purports, Srila Prabhupada was very strongly speaking about sex life. And so Madan Mohan means one who bewilders Cupid. And so when we deepen our Sambandha Gyan, we realize the teachings of the Acharyas and how to surrender to Radha Madan Mohan, then we get free from that sex life. So we get free from the bodily designation as more we understand and serve Krishna. Sarvapadi vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchite. By engaging this body and the senses in the service of the master of the senses, by deepening our understanding of Sambandha Gyan, we can make real progress in spiritual life. But we have to really understand through Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Otherwise, we can go very, very far off. So I'll stop here if there's any questions or comments. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.